You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Sensex and Nifty have continued their bull run, metals have surged and banks have dragged. These will be among the top headlines that we'll be following through the course of this leisurely evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
Looks like there's no stopping this market just yet, as shares have continued their bullish momentum on Tuesday today as well. A surge in index heavyweights, most notably Reliance Industries, along with the metal space, helped the market post another record high close. The Nifty has also managed to end above the 11,700 mark. Positive global cues also aided sentiment. Apart from metals, big moves were seen in energy, IT and auto names, while banks and FMCG were the biggest laggards. Interestingly, banks had actually risen in the opening minutes, with the Bank Nifty touching a fresh record. Yes Bank was among the biggest names to drag Bank Nifty lower, even as its MD Rana Kapoor's fresh term awaits approval by the Reserve Bank of India. The strong surge was also on the back of a rally in index heavyweights such as Reliance Industries. The stock managed to clock 1,300 rupees this morning and has ended at a record high. The day began on a record high note, following good global cues as well. Sell-off and banks initially rattled the markets, but a steady growth among metals, among others, ensured that the nervousness did not last long. Among broader markets, the Nifty Midcap Index ended over 0.25% lower. At the close of market hours, the Sensex ended up 202.52 points, or 0.52%, to close at 38,896.63, while the Nifty ended the session 46.5 points higher, or 0.4% up at 11,738.5. The market breadth is negative, as 1,168 shares have advanced against a decline of 1,504 shares, while 187 remained unchanged. Reliance Industries, Adani Ports and Hindalco were the top gainers, while Yes Bank, HUL, that is Hindustan Unilever Limited, and Gail have lost the most. Let's take a quick look at some of the stocks that made all the news. Shares of Jet Airways ended with a gain of 4.5% today, despite the company reporting weak numbers in the quarter ended June 2018. The company reported a net loss at 1,323 crore rupees in quarter 1 FY19 against a profit of 53.5 crore rupees in the same quarter last fiscal. Investors continued to buy Reliance Industries as the stock ended over 2% higher and hit a fresh record level as well. Shares of JBF Industries locked at 5% upper circuit as the company and KKR Jupiter's advisors entered into a binding understanding wherein KKR has agreed to buy out 100% stake in the company's subsidiary JBF Petrochemicals. Meanwhile, shares of Marico fell 1.5% as foreign research house Bank of America Merrill Lynch downgraded the stock to neutral from buy. Shares of Jubilant Foodworks touched a 52-week high of 1,575 rupees, rising 1% intraday today, as broking house UBS has upgraded its rating on company to neutral from sell. And shares of Dixon Technologies rose nearly 7% as research house Elara Capital has initiated a buy call on Dixon Technologies with a target of 3,475 rupees, with a potential upside of 30%. And finally, let's take a quick look at how Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world are doing. Markets in Europe are still trading, and they're trading slightly higher after the US and Mexico agree to rework their trade deal, that is NAFTA. It remains to be seen if it'll be continue to be called NAFTA, because Donald Trump has always railed against NAFTA. The Pan-European Stock 600 at the time of my saying this was up around 0.1%. Meanwhile, Asian markets ended higher today following positive handover from Wall Street on the back of the US-Mexico deal. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended the trading day largely flat, closing at 22,813.47. Well, that was a concise recap of all that we saw on Dalal Street. We'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning with a morning walk down Dalal Street and some stocks for you to pick as well. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.